Hello and welcome to Signal Over Noise. I'm Ulrike Hoffmann-Borchardi, CIO for the Americas and Global Head of Equities for UBS Wealth Management. There is nothing new under the sun. One of the key pieces of market wisdom I learned from my former boss, Paul Tudor Jones. The past is often the best starting point to understand the future. We are in the middle of a technology shift to AI. History shows that every shift has redrawn the leaderboard in the market. The shift from mainframe to PC, the shift from PC to internet, and the shift from internet to mobile. In these shifts, it's not only about what stocks to own, but also what stocks not to own. And history shows this. Let's travel back to the 1970s. Mainframe computing was a centralized industrial resource. It occupied an entire climate-controlled room. The undisputed leader of this era was IBM. IBM sold the hardware, the software, and the services. A closed ecosystem with industry-leading margins. It was the most valuable company from the 1960s onwards and the first to reach $100 billion in market cap in 1987. Then came the microprocessor. It was invented by Intel in 1971, compressing the computing power of a central processor onto a single silicon chip. IBM underestimated this transition. When IBM finally built their own PC, it outsourced the two most critical components, the operating system to a tiny startup called Microsoft, and the chips to Intel. This decision turned out to be a mistake. The value shifted from hardware to software and silicon. Microsoft and Intel became the Wintel duopoly. The two companies together were worth nearly six times IBM's market cap by 1999. The second transition happened in the 1990s with the internet. After an infrastructure boom that lifted fiber and telco equipment stocks, such as Cisco and Nortel, the lasting winners of this era were internet-native companies. Amazon transformed from an online bookstore into the backbone of e-commerce. Google mastered the art of organizing vast amounts of web information, creating a dominant search and digital advertising platform. As a result, Google overtook Microsoft in market cap in 2012. The third wave was the mobile internet. Apple captured the vast majority of global smartphone profits by focusing on a robust app ecosystem. And Apple became the first $1 trillion company in 2018, surpassing Google. So what is the lesson for us as investors looking at these three transformational innovations? First, incumbents rarely win the next era because their leadership is structurally incentivized to protect the past. It takes a founder's mindset to pivot the business to disrupt itself. Bill Gates did so in 1995 after initially underestimating the internet. And Mark Zuckerberg when he pivoted Facebook from a desktop-heavy to a mobile-first world. But this mindset is rare, and history shows us that this is the exception rather than the rule. Second, CapEx overbuilds hurt all hardware vendors, but profits are most at risk in competitive markets. Telco equipment manufacturer Nortel. Nortel went bankrupt in 2009. Cisco, which had a dominant position in internet routing, survived, but it took more than 25 years for the stocks to reach a new high. Third, lasting profits go to the platforms and the networks built on top of the hardware layer. And new entrants are often among the new platform winners. Meta was founded in 2004, well after the internet emerged. So what does this history tell us about the next market leaders in AI? First, new entrants will likely be among the next market leaders. Two, a hardware glut will hit companies in competitive markets hardest. And three, the companies that are fastest to get to platform mode will likely be the winners. This, in our view, will likely mean owning both intelligence and applications to make use of network effects. The more users on a platform, the more data, and the better the models can learn. This poses a risk to companies without a large language model, in our view. These are the three guiding principles that we use to select stocks in our CIO Trio stock portfolios and to position for a change in market leadership that we believe lies ahead. With this, stay well and stay ahead.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investor investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.